Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
The founder of Soul Group Earth, Wind, and Fire, Maurice White, has died in the U.S., his brother said. White was 74. He died in his sleep in Los Angeles on Thursday morning. He suffered from Parkinson's disease. Just listen a little bit here. What a great band. Really, really great band. They had so many hits: September, Boogie Wonderland, Shining Star, After the Love Has Gone, and the one you're hearing right now, Fantasy. And if you remember Earth, Wind, and Fire the way I do, listen to those guys, man. It was the dance music. You could go to parties, they'd be playing it loud. You could dance and really just enjoy yourself. It didn't have to be all of the noise that they hear at parties today, that my kids are even hearing. It was soothing and soulful, and they just sang about happy things, living together and dancing and singing, and it was just fantastic. So the fact is, the man had Parkinson's disease. We've done a lot of shows on Parkinson's on my various shows, and what an insidious disease. It's definitely something, if you don't know anything about, you want to learn about, because it's genetic. There's a strong genetic component to Parkinson's disease, and popularly known by the nickname of Reese. He worked with so many well-known artists as The Emotions, Barbara Streisand, Cher, Neil Diamond. So we are sorry to see Maurice White passed away, and he was in Earth, Wind, and Fire. What a great, great band. Give him just another minute here before I go on. And I'm not allowed to sing along. My kids hated that when I did it before. So we're going to go on to the next story now. Because in light of the fact that Super Bowl is coming up on Sunday, there was an ESPN special on last night about the 85 Bears, of course, called the best team ever in football. Walter Payton and Mike Singletary and Jim McMahon. There were so many guys. And if you were from Chicago and you saw the Super Bowl Shuffle, boy, that would have been a YouTube sensation back then. Of course, there wasn't YouTube back then, but some of the special focused on Jim McMahon, and while we were just talking about Parkinson's and Maurice White, then Jim McMahon is suffering from early onset dementia, and he said he would leave home and forget how to get back, and sometimes he would stay in his room and lie on his back in the dark because the pain in his head was so excruciating. The man wore sunglasses all the time. Some people thought it was arrogance. But it was part of there was theories about it was part of a childhood injury. But also, as this dementia increased, he has to wear the glasses. The light hurts him. He opened up about his struggles with early onset dementia and depression. And he talked about it very openly in the special last night. It was very moving. And, 87 of 91 former NFL players who donated their brains to science after death tested positive for a brain disease that's believed to be linked to repeated head trauma and concussions. The former players were found to have chronic traumatic encephalopathy, known as CTE. So this is something, if you've been listening to a lot of the media about football and concussions and the risk, and we do a lot of shows on concussions, but these guys really show, boxers and football players in general, show these effects more. And they're not clear why some players develop the disease and why some don't. But it is definitely something that, we're going to keep an eye on and see, because this is research that's going on right now on NFL players' brains. And I think some boxers too. So let's just close to the music of Maurice White. This is Melanie Cole.